Blog
Bug,
Talk
you hear
Radio.
Me, big dog?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. Let's do it the right way, dog. My bad. I'm sorry, man. Here we go. Here we go, man. Here we go. Everybody that's listening live, y'all be able to call in 1 second.
We all have something that's blocking us, that's holding us back.
Yeah, they think, come on.
As we begin to look at life, what we realize is that the reason that most people are not living out their true potential and not doing all of the things that they would really like to do is because of fear.
The following is rated TV MALSV. It contains strong language, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
And that's what I ask you. Where have you been? Where have you been up to this point? You look at your life. You look at what you produce. If they're giving you what you want, are you living on purpose? Are you living your dream? Are you acting on your ideas? Are you doing all you can do? Have you gotten comfortable? Are you procrastinating? Are you evading your own greatness? Are you surrounding yourself with people that can nourish you? Are you challenging yourself? Are you experimenting? Are you learning something different? Is your life an adventure or is it boring? Where have you been? And where are you going? What is it that you can get out of this session, out of this lecture? That when you leave here, rather than this just being a spectator event, that you've got some idea, some dream, that you might have to go back and brush it off and look at it again and say, I've got to do this. This is my stuff. This is what I'm supposed to do. This is why I showed up. Where are you going with your life? What decisions are you making right now as you look into the future?
Hey, bud, I love that, man. You don't like that? You like that intro, bud?
I always have, man.
Man, that motherfucker.
That intro always have been. That intro always have been something to make a person think if they really, you know, listening to it.
Yeah, yeah. Want to say what's up to the chat room guys that's listening to us. Y'all thought we weren't gonna do nothing tonight. It was my fault. I had some shit I got to take care of, but I got Bud on here right now. Chop it up. Guys, if y'all want to call in, the number is 515-605-9373 is the number. And you know what, Bud? You know, we are almost halfway done with the year, man. We are almost halfway done with the year.
I know it, man.
And they still are scraping the bottom of the barrel, settling for the low fruit on the tree, man. Still doing that shit.
Well, bro, I'm telling you, man, the thing about that and what makes it real sad is even though you're telling them about it right now, they're going to keep on doing it.
Man, bud, this is the time. We're in the summertime right now, man. The bitches are walking around with short shorts on, just scantily, just looking for, you got pool parties, picnics, beach parties, you got a lot of stuff going on, and these guys acting scary, man. They scared of this shit, man.
Well, Dean, you got to think about it, man. If you don't know what you're doing and you going out to fight some bulls, wouldn't you be scared?
Yeah, if I would, hey, you put me in the bull without training.
I was just saying, D, these dudes is like, you know, you and I would be, if we was in a bull ring to fight a bull, we'd be scared to death. These cats is, you know, going out to the unknown, face the unknown. They don't know what's going on with these women, and they be scared.
Yeah. You know what, dog? You remember I did a when she comes over. You remember I make those dishes and stuff. Those dishes. And
yeah.
Stuff? I'm gonna do a new one. I'm gonna make a breakfast. I'm gonna make a French toast, dog, with a nice side of berries and fruits. And I'm gonna show them how to do that. Cause you know what? These guys, and I'm not saying for some bitch you just fucked, but these guys have no idea what they got to do. Now, I'm not saying they have to do this for every woman, but they're not prepared to do anything, bud.
Hey, they're not prepared to do it for any woman. You know why? Because they don't do it for themselves. Hey, Dean, I'm a firm believer. if you don't treat yourself, you gonna cheat yourself.
Oh, that's real. That's real, man. That is real.
Yeah,
guys.
Man. We ain't trying to cheat ourselves.
Well, it's not even cheat ourselves. I mean, think about it. Every year you look at it. I mean, like I said, we're 6 months away from the year being over with, just about. And you ask yourself, well, not you and I, because I know you're growing with your sidewalk, you and all that stuff. You're doing a lot of things for yourself. You are innovating. You're growing. You're not staying still. And it's same with me. But these guys, we halfway through, and guess what? That means they're a year older. They're a year older. They're missing out on the new up-and-coming bitches that are just getting into college or into the world. And they just are going to fucking lose into 2019, man.
Hey, you know why? Because, see, time goes on. And if you don't change, time is going to keep going on, and you're going to find yourself caught up in a warp, and you're going to be, you know, afraid to change. Because that's what,
yeah.
See, that's what it is. They are afraid to change. They're afraid they might be successful.
Yeah, well, even because, well, think about it, bud. If I'm successful, what do I do next? If I get her to call me or get her attention and she's down, what do I do next, bud? What do I do?
Well, that's what I'm saying. You got to be prepared. That's where the preparation come in. I don't know what they want to do, man, but I know what I be telling people, you know, to deal with SWU. I know what I tell them to do. Shoot, I know if the big thing about catching is if you don't know what you're going to do, she does. And it's nothing. She knows you ain't gonna do shit. Even if she lay there and look all sexy and shit, all you guys gonna do is look at her and foam at the mouth or whatever, because you don't know how to go after her. If they was acting like they didn't wanna, you know, do nothing, they would kind of know how to get at them. But if one just flipped and liked them and came at them, them motherfuckers wouldn't know what to do, Dean. I'm serious, right, man. I believe that.
All right, we got a call. Guys, I want to call in the show. 515-605-9373 is the number. You got two rabid dogs on this motherfucker, so come correct, man. Area code 516, what's your question, man? What's up?
Yo, what's up, Steve? How you doing today?
Rosebud's on, too.
Hello?
Yeah, Rosebud's on, too. Yeah, Rosebud's on, too.
My bad. Rosebud, how you doing, man?
Hey, man, I'm cool, man.
I called because, I called because last week I went to dinner with my aunt, right? And basically she got to talking about, like, some family friends we had. And basically there's, like, these two daughters who I haven't seen since I was, like, I guess, like, 10 years old, right? And anyway, she shows me pictures of them now. One of them's like around my age, and she's like smoking hot. So, what'd you call it? I jokingly told my aunt, like, I want, give me your number, blah, blah, blah. I was half joking, but I guess she hit me back up today, and she said, like, you have her father's blessing to come and, contact her. So my question was, like, you know, what's the best way I should go about this, you know, because I'm a
Wait.
Are you trying to get at your nieces?
Wait. You say your aunt showed you two girls or is she her daughters? What are you talking about?
Nah, my bad.
No, some working
friends. It's her family friends' daughters.
Our
so
family
they're friends. Not related
Well, first off, I feel you lose because why did you just speak up like a okay, you nonchalant talking to women nonchalantly tells a lot about you, man. If I'm talking to if my aunt's friend who had two fine ass daughters and one was really fine, do you think I'm gonna nonchalantly go up and say, well, you know, maybe, you know, if we get a chance, you know, I like to talk, or you think I'm gonna say, look here, check this out, let
hey,
me go
Dean.
Ahead. What's up, bud?
Dean, I think he nonchalantly asked his aunt to ask that lady so he could kick. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
You're right, regardless.
Yo,
but he asked his right. Is that right, bro?
You asked nonchalantly.
I mean, I said it as a, I said it like half jokingly, not nonchalantly.
Nonchalant is half joking.
Right. Let me ask you a question. 516. Can you be half a doctor?
Nah, you can't.
Can you be half a gangster?
Nah.
Can you be half a man?
Nah, no, you cannot.
So then, why the fuck are you nonchalantly telling your aunt like you just playing around like you ain't see? See, that's your problem. If you serious about it. No, wait.
This brother got the same problem. He was scared to be real with somebody like his aunt. I'm saying
exactly.
He ain't even hitting on his aunt, and he can't be real with her. So how are you gonna even if I mean you would have got the numbers? How are you gonna get at him? You ain't real. You gotta be real, bro. You should have told AT, look, AT, I don't know what you gonna think, but you know you should have let her know. And then that way, at least you ain't sneaking. You don't want to. What you call it, backdoor or something like that?
Backdoor. Yeah,
516. Yeah, something you call it. You don't want to do that. Go ahead, D.
Yeah, 516. If my aunt got a friend who got some beautiful daughters, auntie, check this out. I'm trying to get that old girl. Look, why don't you do this? Why don't you go ahead and give or let me talk to the mom or you take my number, give it to her, and tell her I want to talk to your daughters. Put a good word in for me, auntie, and I got it from there. That's how you're supposed to do it. You're not supposed to not. So, but wait, not even that's the problem, 516. But wait, 516, you don't have any of my products or buds, right? Right?
Nah, I got all I got is a text from Kuke.
Okay, text Kuke. Let me ask this question, 516. Did she text you back?
The girl?
Yes.
She didn't. I didn't hit her up yet.
So what was your question? What is your question then? I don't understand. What's the question?
Just wanted to know how to approach her, like just in terms of like what to say to her, like what to say at first.
Fam,
like, you know, just if I should handle the situation a little differently.
All right, fam, listen. Rosebud Bitter Dose is Rosebud Bitter Dose in the summer. He's Rosebud Bitter Dose in the winter. He's Rosebud's Bitter Dose in the fall and in the spring. Meaning, if Rosebud is texting, he's Rosebud. If Rosebud's on the phone, he's Rosebud. If Rosebud's on the street, he's Rosebud. So what do all those things have in common, 516? You never change what you do regardless of what situation you're in. That's y'all's problem. You want to think that you got to be different in texting, different in approaching, different on the phone, different on dates. You got to be the same individual. Does that make any sense, bud? What you got on that, man?
Dean.
Let's bud. Yeah, you okay. Go ahead, bud.
Oh, No, I'm sorry, man. I miss you. Some kind of way I hit hole.
Yeah. No, I say, what you got on it? What's your take on that, man?
Oh, as far as, bruh, man, I mean, I kind of understand where you're coming from. I don't agree with it at all. But what I'm saying is that's what happens when you be playing, man. This is not a game. You know, this is very serious, and you got to be serious. Otherwise, you can't be kind of kidding with Auntie. If you see some whatever action that you want to get at and you think Auntie is going to bridge that gap, you got to put Auntie up on it. Auntie, you know, I think, you know, they some coons over there. You know them? Yeah, that's my girlfriend's daughters. Both of them is, oh, Auntie, look, you got to hook me up. Boy, you can't. No, serious, Auntie. I think, whatever. You got to let them know if she going to do it. And when you do that, that puts you in the frame of mind that you need to be in. Because when you playing and you end up getting your action, you ain't going to know what to do. But if you serious from Jump Street and you get some action, you going at least know to go after your action. Now, how what your conversation is like, that's another thing. But at least you're going to know how to go after your action, Dean.
Yeah. Well, that's but the thing is, Bud, his bigger problem is, and I don't think you heard it, is that he thinks he needs to be somebody different from texting than talking than dating. He's asking, okay, well, how do I handle it if she call? Wait, 516. Are you asking if she gets in touch with you? You're asking me how do you handle it? Am I correct?
Yeah. Well, I meant. Like, is there anything I should do differently? That's why I'm at, like, you know.
What you mean differently? Hey, Dean,
let me add this to it. He is asking about what he should do, how she act, he should act if she contacts him. But he ain't saying it like he think he should do it anything different. He actually asking you what should he do.
Well, okay, you're asking me what you should do? Oh, what do you think you should do? Before we even go there, what do you think you should do?
I would have to hit her up. Number one.
How long have you been listening to the show?
Dean, is he going to sound like that when he hit her up?
Of course he going. No. He going to text that way. She going to hear. She going to hear that.
That's bad when you can hear how he sounds through his text.
Yeah.
Hey, come on, man.
What do you want? What's the end game here, man?
Just trying to smash, though, so I didn't know if, like...
Stop. How many times I keep telling you this world is... This ain't porn. This is not porn. Do you think you're going... Okay, wait. You want to smash. Do you think she doesn't know you want to smash? She's already read you before she even talked to you. She know you want to smash. So if you know you want to smash and she knows you want to smash, then what are you going to do about it, dog?
Smash?
Dean, now with where you just brought us to is what he's asking. That's what he's asking. He's asking for you. He sure ain't asking me. But he asked for you to give him some suggestions on what to do with these bras that he didn't have the courage to go meet. And he asked somebody to set him up, and they did set him up. Now he want to know what to do.
But I'm 516. 516. What do you get for playing, man?
Wait.
All right, 516. Let's be serious for a second. Think about this 516. If she, let's say everything lined up and she wanted to give you the pussy, what you going to do? About what you going to do. What you going to do?
If I met up with her one day and then, like, we did X, Y, and Z and she didn't want to do anything, is that what you're saying?
No, sir. I'm saying, you say you want to fuck. I'm saying, what if she said, okay. Let's fuck. What you gonna do?
I would do it. Oh fuck.
you would do it, huh? You would do it.
I would.
Caller,
can I ask you a question? Personal question. Hey,
yeah.
You don't get much pussy, do you? Tell the truth.
No, you don't get no pussy.
I do. I mean,
no,
infrequently,
no, no.
Well, I get that shit.
Hey, bro, we ain't talking about buying no goddamn pussy. We talking about you getting some pussy.
Hey, brother,
listen to me. I know you got some before. I'm not asking you have you ever got some pussy. I'm saying you don't fuck on the regular. do you? Unless you buy it.
Nah, I haven't bought it, but I mean, like, I'm on a dry spell.
No, no, sir, sir.
Check
sir,
it
sir,
out,
sir.
Man.
You know,
go ahead, Dean.
You gotta stop listening. What do we always tell you the greatest lie that you can tell? Is to who? 516.
Yourself.
Okay. Now, with that being said, if you was fucking like you say you were, do you really think you would be calling us, asking us what to do because your end game is fucking, right? Am I correct?
Yeah, but I don't know.
But what?
Double.
What was just what?
John,
no. Wait. If you know how to drive a car, do you need to call us to double check to see if you know how to put the key in the ignition, turn that bitch on, and put it in drive?
Hey, D, don't ask him that because he might need to call you. Hey, bro, I don't think you need to call him. I think you need to listen to what he's saying because what he's telling you is just what you need to do. And you need to just really listen and try to understand, even though we laughing. We ain't laughing at you, man. We laughing because we laughing at how crazy, you know, shit is. But he telling you right. Go on, Dean.
Yeah, your problem, 516, before I toss a bud, your problem is you started all – you. Okay, look, again, we ain't boo-boo the fool here. We ain't a bunch of dumbass motherfuckers that believe everything y'all say. You tell us everything based off of your behavior, young man. And the fact that you just was joking around with your aunt trying to get a piece of ass tells us right then and there you ain't real about your shit. Because if you were serious about this woman, you would have stepped up to the plate and you would have told your aunt what is and not be all, well, you know, auntie, if you get a chance, you know, nah, do you think a real man don't do that?
Hey.
Yeah.
Dean, let me add this, Dean. In reality, if he was real about his shit, he wouldn't even need it, ain't he? He'd have got that baby.
Oh, yeah. Because Auntie could have made that phone. Auntie, why don't you call old girl up? Call your girlfriend up and find out where she work, or how can I get hold of her? I'll do the talking. Let me put my bid in. Because if 516, if you really want to quote-unquote fuck, you got to know how and why and where. You don't listen. 516. You and a lot of guys, and again, and it's not that we being mean. We're just trying to educate you, young man. The problem is this. The problem is that you want to fuck. That's the problem. 516. That and that, you know how that sounds crazy, doesn't it? 516. You're telling me I'm crazy because I want to fuck. Yes, you sound crazy because you know what? When I meet a bitch, you think fucking's on my mind 516 when I meet a woman?
Nah.
Why ain't fucking on my mind when I meet a woman, dog? Why? Why?
Because she got the pussy between her ears and that's what you want to get
to.
No, if you get to that,
no, because in my fucked up ass world, the pussy's already mine. All I got to do is convince her to come to my motherfucking way. I'm not going after something that's already mine in my mind. So why do I need to run behind her, kiss her ass, put her on a pedestal? All I got to do is open my mouth and show her why she should get with a bad motherfucker like me who speaks with transparency, that speaks with thunder. I make every fucking thing I say to these women, it's going to move mountains in her mind. I don't need to go after the pussy because I'm not thirsty for it. Because if she ain't willing to give it to me, then I will find another one who will. Bud, you got it, man. Hey, my dog got on mute again. Bud.
Oh, I'm sorry, man. I you got me now, don't you?
Yeah, go ahead, man. You up.
Okay, I had me on mute because I was doing something. But anyway, I mean, I'm with you, man. You need to just keep going because it seems to me you're making some headway with brother man because he got to understand. You know, if you put everything before him, himself, he's going to always be coming up trying to ask some questions. Thinking about yourself will make you accept what Dean's saying. Go ahead, Dean.
Yeah, okay, Big Dog, check this out, man. And I ask you this. I ask you this. What is it about you, all right? What is it about you? If she were to text message you or get in touch with you, what is going to make her give you the pussy so fast like you in porn anyway? What makes you think that she going to give it up to you?
I mean, I feel like I have the sexual confidence enough in when I meet up with
a girl.
Wait.
You say you got what?
And what I got, like, I feel like I have sexual confidence when I meet a girl.
Hey, wait, even though, Wait a sec. Stop. Whoa. You think you got sexual confidence? Wait. Are we on punk? Is that the Kutcher about to come out and tell us we punked? Because, wait, let me get this straight one more time. Did you just tell my motherfucking cake ass that you have sexual confidence? You have sexual confidence?
I mean, yeah, when I meet up with a girl in person.
Wait. Then riddle my dumb ass this and Rosebud's dumb ass this. If you have sexual confidence, then why the fuck are you calling the show?
Well, like I said, I got it in person with a woman. I'm not good in, like, other aspects when it comes to, like, off the phone or away from her.
Young man, let me show you why again, because Bud in here is the last time, and I'll say it again. Rosebud's bitter dose is Rosebud in the winter, spring, summer, and fall. The way Rosebud texts is the same way he talks, is the same way he approaches, is the same way he is when he's with a motherfucking woman. So what do you think the problem is with you? Because you ain't that way around women. Matter of fact, if you get around, you don't know what. I don't think you know what to do if you got around a motherfucking woman 516. Come on, man. You don't even know what to do if
listen,
we came over your house.
Are you kidding me, bro? Like, stop disrespecting me like that. First off, second off.
Wait. Saying, did you fucking?
Hey, bro. There's one thing I just noticed. See, what you just don't have no confidence because as you talk, you sound like you're stuttering, you're scared. But when you thought this motherfucker was disrespecting you, Dean, did you hear his voice change? You hear how smooth it got? You hear the tone was in it? Because he was confident he ain't finna let you pump him. you need to have that all the time, bro.
Hold on. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to disrespect you. Why don't you 516 tell the class how you gonna handle a woman if she come over? Since we disrespecting you, why don't you tell us what you gonna do if you had a bitch over your crib? What you gonna do, dog?
I would make sure that my room was neat and clean first off and smell good.
That's good.
And you know, once I brought her over, I have to sit on the bed and I have a speaker, so I have my like R&B playlist. I'm going to have that playing. Offer her a drink if she wants a drink. If not, then I'm going to just start to do foreplay with her. Like, that's
start to
what
do foreplay.
Happens.
What is foreplay?
My God, Dane. You've been asking to really tell you? Man, you know I'm too young for this shit, but go ahead, man.
I got this. Watch this. But what's foreplay, 516? What's foreplay?
Well, when I'm kissing on her, eating her pussy, sucking her titties, going, exploring her body, like shit like that. I mean,
you think that's yeah, huh? but wait, that's my whole point. You ain't doing shit. You doing the regular shit that all these other regular motherfuckers are doing. You ain't doing shit.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have your like sex toolkit.
But I know that. But you think I'm disrespecting? Wait, do you want us to lie to you or do you want us to tell the truth? What you want? Because I don't know if you can handle these truths. So do you want us to lie and tell you that you are a Casanova extraordinaire, and that as soon as you text her, she's going.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I have some proficiency. That's all. I'm not saying I'm an expert.
But I'm telling you, let me tell you where you're going to fail. You're going to fail as soon as you open your mouth or as soon as you press the buttons on your fucking phone to text her. That's our point. You ain't going to fuck. Like, all that shit you just said ain't going to happen, fam. Because she's going to realize you are. Wait. Do you want the truth or the lie? I'm going to give you a choice because you seem like you're getting in your feelings. So do you want us to lie to you, make you feel good, or you want the hard truth? What you want, fam?
Nah, I want the hard truth.
Well, I'm going to give you the hard truth, but don't tell me about me disrespecting you when I tell you the goddamn truth. The truth of the matter is, as soon as you open your mouth a text, she going to realize you don't know how to fuck. You don't know how to make her feel sexy, special, make her panties slide off of her legs because you don't know what you're doing. And all that shit you saying that you look like you saw in porn, that shit ain't going to work no more because you know how many other motherfuckers been doing the same boring-ass shit that you doing, Mr. Sexual Confidence?
Most guys. I mean, I'm not saying, like, I know I'm missing those things. Like, I'm aware of the things that you just told me. I'm just saying, like, I have the sexual confidence to get girls to do that, even if it's not the best. Like, I have the sex because I've done it plenty of times before. Like, plenty
of
different women. All right,
but sir, I have confidence to drive a car. If I have confidence to drive a car, why would I call you and ask you what I need to say?
Because I know you.
Hey, Dean.
Dean,
you might want to learn how to drive faster. And this motherfucker might know how to drive faster. Otherwise,
let's call it.
Let's school Dean together. Hey, Dean, so that's exactly why he calling you and asking this question, because he do know how to catch and whatever, but he wants some extra pointers that you might have because he's giving you props right now, Dean. He got a funny way of going about it, but I really realize that's what he's saying. He's saying, sensei, I'm your student, and you got to hook him up.
No,
I know, brother.
No.
I've been listening to you for the past few minutes.
But it's one thing to say what you said, but you never say, sensei, don't disrespect me when you come to sensei for fucking answers and questions. So I got to say no, bud. Totally different thing. Because if you truly really wanted to help, you think your sensei is going to tell you what the fuck you want to hear? And the fact that you want to buck up to the sensei because he's calling you out on your weakness ain't about it. That's the problem, bud. That's the problem.
Well, that could be a problem, man, but I seem like I'm a referee here, Dean, but I don't think he's bucking up. He just wasn't no punk, and you sound like you were saying some, you know, excuse me. What I really think is that this brother then got hella shit from this long-ass conversation with you, even though you didn't tell him, go do this and go do that, because that's kind of what he wants. And, bro, we don't do that. You know, we tell you there are things to do. You know, if you want specific things, get specific with a product if that's the case. But other than that, man, there's all kind of things you could imagine. If you would use your imagination, you won't. How the hell do you think the Dean got as fluent as he is? He tried a lot of shit, man. Go ahead,
but
Dean.
But here's the problem. He say he's proficient in fourth base, but he don't know what to do with in first, second, and third. That's the problem, dog.
We know he ain't proficient. Like I said, Dane, he ain't proficient. He done got some pussy before. He done talked about some pussy a couple of times, whatever. But he ain't nowhere near proficient. Matter of fact, Dane, he used the wrong words in describing that. You know, he's not proficient at all. He ain't a stranger to pussy, but, you know, it ain't like, you know, it's coming around every corner that he walk on.
Now, what? But this is my question, 516. How sick?
Rolling blood, bro. That was perfect.
516. How serious are you with this chick? Because if you were serious.
Not at all. That's what I'm saying.
What the fuck are you even asking us about the bitch if you don't give. Okay, this is what we're talking
because
about.
Because I wasn't even expecting my aunt to, like, even say anything. Like, that's why. Like, the girl looked far away from me, or at least I thought she did. So I wasn't really serious.
Caller, you still puzzling me. Okay, you didn't expect your aunt to actually do it. And if she did it, you didn't expect the lady to actually give you the action or whoever to give you the number,
bro,
whatever.
Y'all really thought that I thought my mom would ask for her father's blessing or some shit like that. Like, that's crazy.
You're focusing on the wrong thing, bro. What I'm saying is, regardless of what auntie would do or not, what I'm saying is, once you ended up with the number, right?
I got it on Facebook Messenger.
So you about to contact her through Facebook?
Yeah, I don't have her number.
Wait, 516. Let's unring this bell and go backwards. Now, when did you get this chick's face? Did your aunt get this chick's, your Facebook, her Facebook?
Nah, I've had it for a couple of years.
Wait. Now you sound like a stalker. Let me get this straight. You had the
That's how his voice sounds from Jump Street.
Yeah, exactly. You had her Facebook for a couple of years, and you went to dear old auntie to ask her, wait, are you on her friends list, or are you just a dude that has her and looks her up without talking? Are you on her friends list, yes or no?
Yeah, I think I'm on her friends. I have to be, I mean, if I'm able to message her.
Have you messaged her before?
No, I mean, I added it a long time ago. I was like, probably like 13. You know,
why do you need to go to dear sweet auntie to do something that you should be doing yourself? This is your problem.
I was never thinking about this girl until she brought it up, you know.
Listen to the question. I don't think you're hearing the question right. If you already had this motherfucker's Facebook, why do you even need put your auntie in the equation when you
I'm not like a big Facebook person like that, and obviously I ain't thought about the girl in years, you know, so I forgot she was on my friends list because I'm 23 right now. I added her when I was like 13. So obviously she ain't crossed my mind when my aunt told me.
Caller, are you saying that you wasn't thinking about this girl? You ain't been thinking about her, and your IT brought her up. Is you saying that?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, stop. What Dean is trying to find out is even though you ain't brought her up or nothing, but once she came up and once she was on your mind, what the fuck you doing asking AT anything? I'm saying we understand you didn't expect nothing to happen.
It was like a second reaction.
It doesn't matter how fast it was, bro. Because let me tell you something, if you take longer than a split second to think, you're going to miss every broad you get at. You have to think about 400 things in less than a half a second.
But, Bud.
Period.
Bud, he said, but he said he wanted to fuck her. So apparently he has been thinking about her. So my question is if you went thinking this way, why, and you have access to her, you got access. I don't even know why you went to your auntie, because you have access to her. Why didn't you reach out with a message?
I was not, beforehand, because I didn't even, see, I hadn't crossed my mind in years. Like, what am I supposed to say?
She hadn't crossed her mind. I get it, man.
Like,
but no. What you supposed to know, and what Dean is saying, even though you ain't understanding it, but I think you do, you just trying not to understand it. What Dean is saying is no matter how it came about, no matter how long, split seconds, nanoseconds, it doesn't matter. If you about anything, if you about this man shit, you wouldn't have needed your auntie for nothing. If she would have said, whatever her name, Bobby Sue. Girl, I mean, boy, I seen Bobby Sue. You remember that girl, huh? And you said, oh, man, Bobby Sue. The next thing you should have been thinking about is how are you going to get in contact with her? Not how can, hey, tell so-and-so to get in contact. You should have said to yourself, oh, man, I'm going to hit her up on Facebook. And just did your own thing. And then after nothing happened, then you can say, man, you remember Bobby? I mean, hey, can you remember Bobby Sue? I tried to catch a woo-woo. See if you get whatever, man. But Dean is trying to find out what the hell is wrong with you. That's what Dean is trying to find out.
Right. Because
see how long you taking the answer, bro?
Right.
Bro, see how long you taking the answer?
Sexual confidence.
I didn't know you asked me a question. Like.
But 516. If my auntie told me about Bessie May or Sally May, okay, and Sally May, she told me about Sally May's mother, Bessie Sue, that her daughter, Sally May, okay, I would have, and I had Sally May on my fucking Facebook, I would have text Sally May and say, you know what, I'm not trying to be rude or anything like that, but my aunt knows your mother. My aunt brought you up to me. I remember I had you on my Facebook. You know what? I had you on there since I was 13. You're a little bit older now. I'm trying to get at you. I mean, this is elementary shit. So, but the problem is this.
Dean!
You
Dean, caller. I'm sorry. Hey, caller, you know what Dean just said, right?
Yeah.
Caller.
Mm-hmm. You said it was elementary.
Yeah, no, wait. I'm just asking. You know what he just said. So my question to you is, why didn't you do that?
Like I said, I guess
bro,
my 15-year-old self didn't have the
balls, man. You're making excuses. We heard what you said. And what you said ain't shit. So why do you keep repeating it? What's up with you, bro? Don't tell me why or what auntie or what split second. How come you didn't do what Dean was saying? Hey, you remember you had her when on your Facebook when you was 13. So now that auntie then brought her up, she crossed your mind. You should have hit her up on Facebook. You ain't trying to be rude, woo-woo, but I'm thinking about woo-woo, whatever. How come you didn't do that? That's the question.
Okay. I didn't. Like I said, I guess I'm not proficient like I thought I was. I didn't hit her up the way I was supposed to.
Hey, stop right there, bro. Bro, stop.
Yeah.
This is a breakthrough, Dean. It's a breakthrough right here. This is what Dean's been trying to tell you. You come talking about you proficient in getting pussy. You ain't. This is why he went into all of this. You lying to yourself, and Dean had to go through all of this to make you see it. But I'm so happy you do see it, because when you stop lying to yourself, you're going to do a lot better. Dean, I'm sorry. I can't help it.
No, real to 516. What we're trying to tell you is that you don't need your aunt. You can use your aunt to use your aunt's friend, because you know what? If you know the name of the girl's mother? Do you know her name?
I have no idea.
Well, get a piece of paper and write this down. I need to find out her name, and you can do that in a quick. Auntie, what's that pretty girl's mother's name? Then that way, when you speak to her, you're not gonna creep her out when you mention her mom's name. You know, my aunt knows your mom. My aunt telling me how. Right, and that way, when you mention her mom's name, you're not coming off creepy like all the other guys. My aunt mentioned you. I remember I had you on my Facebook 13 years ago, but I see that you got a little more older, you're a little more cuter. You can say all this stuff and say, you know what? I was going to go to my aunt to get at you, but since I already had you on my Facebook, I'm going to do it myself. What's up? That simple. But like Bud
you know what she would have said? If you would have did that, you know what she would have said, caller? She wouldn't have said it to you, but she'd have said, damn. I remember him too. Because you come at him like that, that's real. That's real. You doing everything like a chump, man. That's what Dean's saying.
And guess what, Bud? Not only that, she would have went to her mom and say, Mom, did you talk to Aunt B about 5-1? I was talking to her and I mentioned how beautiful you were and her, you know, my friend Aunt B and I were talking and she was bringing up 5-1. She would confirm it.
Yes.
So then it all works out. But see, 516, when I tell you guys y'all don't know how to fuck, I don't mean just pumping your hips back and forth. Because y'all think that's all fucking is. What I'm saying is this. You can't even. Look. This is ABC's color, shapes, and numbers. This is basic. This is simple elimination, process of elimination of saying, okay, my aunt talked to the mom. The mom brought up her daughter. The aunt mentioned to me, am I correct? The aunt mentioned to you about the daughter, am I correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so then that's your text right there. Auntie brought you up through her friend. And you know what? I realized you were on my Facebook since I was 13. I just never talked to you. But once my auntie told me how beautiful you looked, I went back on my Facebook, I looked you up, and I saw you, and you know what? You know, let's talk. But see, your problem is, 516, you ain't going to do that. I know you ain't going to do that.
Dean, the way you breaking it down, and as, you know, 1, 2, 3 colors, blocks, and all, whatever you just said, he might do it because, hey, caller, do you understand what Dean is saying to you?
Yeah, for the most part.
Well, you said for the most part, so for the most part, Dean, you're right. He ain't going to do it.
Hey, bro.
You so laid back. You better get yourself out of the gear that have you going so slow. Because what I'm saying is you ain't going to never catch no broad thinking slow like you think. And if you don't think slow, your reaction is slow. So stop both of those, man. You got to pick up the pace, man. Go ahead, dude.
You know Fred Flintstone? No, he's Fred Flintstone. He pushing the car with his feet. So 516, we say to you is this, dog. What are you going to say next? I mean, we just helped you out here. What are you going to say next when she say, oh, okay, how you doing? What you going to say next?
I would tell her that I was interested in taking her out for, you know, a coffee, ice cream, you know, something like that, you know, to catch up with each other. Maybe not to catch up with each other, fuck that. So I'm going to tell her, like, I want to take her out on a date for those 3 things or 4 things.
Hey, what's wrong with you saying what you said at first, that you want to take out and catch up? whatever. Now, what I'm saying is, you know, disarming, having them off guard, that's in your doggone favor. Hey, look, baby, I just seen you after 13 years, you know, I want to take you out. She going to say no. But if she remember you and you say, hey, you know what, I want to catch up, you know, if it's cool, you know, she might want to catch up too. And then when you see her, you know how to talk. You said you do.
No.
So you ain't.
He doesn't.
Huh?
He doesn't, bud.
Okay, Dean. Go ahead. Go ahead, Dean.
Tonight. The reason he doesn't know how to talk to her, because this is the point I'm trying to make, 516. Look, and I said it three times. The way I think, talk, text, on the phone, send smoke messages, put notes on doves is all the same, dog. And the fact that you're all over the place is telling me that you're going to be so nervous when you get around and you're going to fuck it up, man. Because if you can't do it through texting, you sure ain't going to be able to do it when you face-to-face with her. And the reason I know that is because you have access. Look, we had to pull this information out of you. You have access to her, dog. Now, wait, 516, you stay there and think about that, okay? 516, okay? We got you, all right? 516, stay right there, okay? All right, hold on one second. Let's grab this other call real quick. 252, what's your name? What's your call? What's up, man?
Hey, what's up, Steve? Hey, man, I got a quick question. Okay.
You on Rosebud? You on Rosebud 2. Rosebud 2. Steve Rosebud.
Oh, okay. Rosebud. Okay. What's up, man?
Okay.
Okay. This is what happened. I was at a job. My job. There was this girl I used to work with, right? She probably worked there about a month. So her parents worked there too, her mom and her dad. So the job, the girl, she quit the job. And a few days later, her mom comes up to me and says, hey, my daughter said, hey, how you doing? So I'm wondering, is it okay to, you know, I got my business cards on me. Is that okay to, like, you know, tell the mom, can she, you know, give my number to her daughter on the job? Is that okay, or I shouldn't do that, or how does it work like that?
She's not on the job anymore, you said, right?
Yeah, the girl not on the job, but her mom is on the job. So her mom comes to me saying, my daughter said, hello. How are you? So I'm like, you know, I'm going to give him a, I think I'm going to give him the mom my card, and I just want to know, is it okay to be on the job?
252, think about this for a second, dog. Why are you, okay, look, if the mom is telling you the daughter is interested in you, why ain't you jumping on the opportunity when it presents itself? Because you know how insecure women are. If she's going to step out that far out the ledge to tell you hi and you have nothing to say back, you're going to make her feel like she's a fool for even trying to even talk to you. When did mom say this to you?
She said that maybe last week, but I think she's off.
Oh,
I've been looking for the. Yeah, I've been looking for the mom. Ain't seen me. Yeah.
Dog, listen. How old are you? Let me see. How old are you, first off?
31.
And how old is she?
She's like 28.
Okay. Bud, I'm telling you this. I'm bold enough to go to the dad. I don't give a fuck. If I want to talk to old girl and I can't get hold of mom, I'm going to go to her dad and find out. If I can't get in touch with, if I can't find any way to contact her. But what I'm saying is, if mom tells me old girl said hi last week, I'm right then telling her, tell her to call me. Give her my number. And when she's free, tell her to call me. That's all you got to do, man. Listen, because I'm throwing the bud. But what I'm saying is, y'all are complicating this way too much than it needs to be. This is color, shapes, and numbers, dog. It's common sense. If she's saying hi to you, that's her telling you, I'm interested in you. What are you going to do about it? And you are waiting. It's been a week since you say anything? Bud, what you got on that, man? What's your take, brother?
Dean, I tell them all the time, man. Like I was telling 516, man, if you think as slow as you acting, you're going to miss all bras, because when you get action, It's there right now. You don't have time to call me or Dean and ask us what to do, because you ain't going to have the same action when you do whatever you're going to do, because like Dean said, you didn't took too long now. She probably didn't got caught. Somebody else didn't call her. I ain't saying don't do nothing. I'm just saying you don't supposed to take this time. You supposed to be at them. You ain't, Dean, I wouldn't ask her mama nothing. I wouldn't ask her daddy nothing. Now, if I couldn't, you know, see her in any kind of way, I would just know when I do see her, I'm going to get at her. I'm just saying that because I don't be liking to put no parents in it, because, you know, then they're going to be in your damn business, especially if y'all hook up.
Mom came to him and said, my daughter said hi. Okay.
But she came to him. I understand that, and I would have just said, "Oh, mom, say so. That's cool," and I'd have blushed, and that'd have been it. But I know if I seen her, if I knew how to get in contact with her, I would immediately. I would have took a chance. I ain't saying the right thing. I'm just saying this is what I would have did.
No, you're right. No, 5252. Do you have a way of getting in contact with her? Or you have her Facebook, or you have any way of getting in contact with her?
Nah, man. All I know is that she didn't even stay on the job long. She just, like, was there maybe almost a month, and she just quit. Because she stayed in a whole other city than where I met. And the only way I can get in contact with her is, like, her mom and dad. That's it. I don't know her Facebook or anything.
Okay. All I'm saying is that. Wait.
Yeah, okay.
All I'm saying is this, reconnaissance. Okay, the mom and dad own the company, right? Right?
No. We just work.
No, they work there.
Oh, they work there. Okay.
Yeah.
What I'm saying, if you have, like I say, if you had a way to contact her, I agree, but we'll hope 1,000%. But since you don't have a way of contacting her, all I'm saying is does her mother still work there, her mom?
Yeah. See, we on different shifts. So sometimes, like, towards the end of my shift, I run into her. So I guess they on their off days. I haven't seen her in a few days. But I always, like, whenever I do see her, she'll, like, walk. You know, her and her husband, you know, they'll walk, and I can be able to see them. But they've been off a little while. I think they're on break.
Okay.
Their days off.
Okay. Look. Let me tell you something. Listen. Don't make excuses. Look, if they, I don't give a fuck. They want excuses. Mrs. Cunningham, that's speaking for a second, ma'am. How you doing, Mrs. Cunningham? How you doing, sir? Okay, Mrs. Cunningham. I remember that you told me the other day that your daughter said hi, and I didn't get a chance to say anything because I had something to do. I don't give a fuck with you. I mean, I hate to tell you to make that shit up, because you already sounded bad anyway. Waiting a week, y'all wait. I can't believe you waited a week. It's this equivalent. It's like a zebra, a clipped zebra sitting in the middle of the Serengeti, and you walk by and you be like, okay, well, I don't have to eat this zebra now. I'll just go walking around, and it'll still be there a week later, knowing that there are other predators that are going to get that motherfucker. Why would you wait? Why?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
I don't know, man. You know, look, I'm not saying you scary, but you.
No.
I just
like in the workplace, I, you know what I'm saying?
It's not the workplace, because you said she ain't working there no more, so it's not the workplace.
Yeah. But, you know, to talk to the mom,
Listen, the thing is with y'all guys, y'all are not used to success. This is what we've been talking about. You guys are not used to success. You're not used to a woman getting at you, just like 516 ain't used to that. So y'all don't know how to handle the situation. I'm just saying that it's been a week. Bud, what you got on that real quick, man? Which anything on that, man?
Well, you know, no, I don't have nothing on it, because if you wait, you miss. That's just all there is to it.
Yeah, so you just going to have to – you just have to try it. I don't know. Listen, like I told you before, women have options. And when she puts her bid in on you, when she makes the reach out for you and you show and to her, she's saying either you're scary, you don't know what to do, or you're not interested. It's one of the three. That's how she's taking it.
Hey, let me ask you something, bro. Do you know the dad?
No, I don't. I just work with them. I don't really know them like that because they on other shifts. But, you know, they'll speak every one. I kind of really started speaking to them once I found, you know, the daughter started working there because they like in other departments and stuff.
Well, man, I mean, in reality, I mean, shit. If you think it's worth it, and she don't work there. But I'm saying, Mom said something. I would just say, can you get a message to so-and-so? And she going to say, yeah. What? Just give her your card and say, have her call me.
There you go. That's
all.
That's
period.
It. Period. Okay. So yeah, but just know this, 252, that you may have already lost because of your slowness on this.
Yeah.
Well, wait. Hey, whatever, 252, I think you said. You lost if you wait. What I'm saying is if you make that move and Mom's get a car to her and you hear from her and you start trying to talk to her before you tell her some really good reason, otherwise, hey, I had some serious business to take care of last week and I didn't want to kind of, you know, talk to you in the middle of it. That's why I didn't call. But if you didn't start talking to her, she'll forgive you if she's still, you know, available.
Okay.
Well, here's the million dollar question, 252. What you gonna say to her next?
You know, we can get together for some, you know, ice creams, like get to know you better. And we can go out on a date.
You motherfuckers love them dates, huh?
Oh, yeah, I mean, that's what it is. But
you guys love saying that stuff, man. Oh, a date. Hey, bro, you know what? You just going to get some ice cream. That's what it is.
All right.
Now, if it turned into a date, so be it. Because that ain't not the question. You know, because what's really the whole thing is, as soon as you say we can go get some ice cream, as you say, you know what, that sounds like a good idea. Your mind's supposed to be, you know, you ready to go. Hey, and then when you get there, of course you ain't got nothing on your mind but getting this ice cream girl and making sure you get back home safely. Until she starts making other conversations. Because while you licking that ice cream, I'm sure you're going to be looking at her with your tongue flat. Hey, with your tongue flat.
Man, she looks good, man. She's pretty. Yeah, she looks real good.
Hey, did you hear us ask you one thing about her? Did you hear us talk to you one time about her? We ain't giving a fuck about her.
Exactly,
hey, you know what? Hey, you better remember this. Pretty is what pretty does. A motherfucking ugly bitch can be fine as a motherfucker to me if she do what I want her to do, the way I want her to do it, whenever I want her to do it. And a pretty bitch can be ugly as fuck because she going to be doing what she thinks. Because, you know, the mirror going to always be in her hand. Can't mess her hair up. Don't like with no bitch like that. I don't.
Okay.
All right, well, anyway, 252, man. Like I say, man, if you want to be smooth about it real quick because you got another call, I'm just saying, dog, you can use this situation to work for you. I'm going to let you make it up to me. You know, even though you got at me last week saying hello to me, I'm going to let you make it up to me by taking me out. Jokingly. See what I'm saying? Break the ice with the motherfucker. You know what I mean? Because you already kind of fucked. You waited too long, but.
Yeah, man.
So, come on, man. You got to be better than that. You know we don't do that bullshit, dog, okay?
Yeah.
You got to jump
out.
Hey,
caller, remember this saying. Wait, sunk the ship.
Yeah.
Hey, you any waiting, baby, your ship gonna sink.
And last but not least, before we grab the call, he who hesitates masturbates, okay? So remember okay. that.
All right. Well, you are a sick puppy, man.
All right. 515-605-9673 is the number. We got another call, 202. What's your name? What's your question? What's up?
Hey, Steve, what's good, bro? This is BC calling in, man. Rosebud, what's up?
Hey, man, what's happening?
Yeah. Nothing, man. I just wanted to make a couple comments, man. Like, he who hesitates is lost. They say that in war, man. I didn't hesitate it. And sometimes you only get one shot, like Eminem say. So it might be over for that guy, man. You know what I'm saying? It definitely might be over for the dude. And you know what I'm saying? To the other guy that called about the Facebook, man, bro, man, just put your balls on the table, man, and just go at her, man. If she bite, cool. If she don't, there's other women out here, man. Don't be trying to just wonder, like, oh, how do I do it like this? Or what do I say? Look, bro, shoot her. Like, he said the aunt got his number or something, or he met her through the aunt or something like that, the Facebook caller?
No, the aunt brought her up to him.
Oh, okay. Well,
hey,
saying,
hey,
bro.
Dean didn't call her. You know what would solve the problem with all that? See, this brother just made me think of this, what he was just saying, because he's right. Dudes, they put in such a little amount of work. As soon as they think they got action, they focus in on it. And this is only one route. But see, me and you, we can say, man, we'll never do nothing like that, because we don't deal with one broad. We deal with a
exactly.
lot of women, you know,
exactly.
and dealing with a lot of women, you don't trip like that. You know, these guys need to understand they're limiting
exactly.
their ability by, you know, dealing with just so few women, because you got to learn women in order to pick a woman.
Yes, sir.
You know what
yes,
I'm
sir.
Saying?
Yes, sir. I mean, I didn't hesitate it before, man. I didn't play the cool role, and I'm trying to be all nonchalant, knowing I won't fuck, and then I done lost out. So I'm just saying, as far as experiences that I done had, just playing that cool role. That cool role don't work, man. So that's all.
That cool
role
won't work if you know how to work it.
We don't want you to put a cool coat on and try to be something like the Fonz or some shit. We want you to be yourself. You know what I mean? Cool.
Hell yeah.
Cool works when you embody the shit, not when you try to pretend to be cool. Yeah, that's
hey,
hey,
hey, cool. Cool works when you are cool, not when you gotta
exactly.
be cool.
When
yeah.
you're authentic with it. I got you, my guy.
Yes. Yeah.
Nah, that's all, man. Y'all brought this, man. Y'all have a good show. And respect to both of y'all, man.
Right,
no
man.
Doubt. We'll throw you respect. Yeah, but what's up, fam?
Dean, that was like a sensible caller you had there, buddy. That brother made
no,
a lot of sense, man.
Well, yeah, you know, but the thing is
you
that,
know, they fall through the cracks every once in a while, man. We get one that makes sense.
Every once in a while, but this is what we said early in the beginning of the show. We halfway to 2019 is right around the corner, and yet these guys have no idea what they want to do. They don't want to learn, and they're scraping the barrel, and they trying to cheat the game by doing nothing and learning off of YouTube videos and bad advice from up who don't know what the fuck they're doing. And then they wonder why, when they get those situations, they get scared. Like you said, instead of going like a Ferrari, they like Fred Flintstone pushing the car along with their fucking feet, going 2 miles an hour. And women, listen, they're going to lose, bud. They're going to lose that way, man.
Hey, they lost. They ain't going to lose. They didn't lose.
Yeah.
They need to understand that we ain't lying to them. We ain't just making fun of them. Yeah, we laughing, but this shit is not funny because it's very true. You guys are very afraid to be the man that you say you want to be. And the only way you're going to be that man is to step up to the plate, soon as something jump off, not waiting 2 or 3 days, a week or whatever.
Oh,
and then not only you didn't wait, hey, Dean, not only they didn't wait 2 or 3 days or a week, they still ain't doing it. They calling into the show.
This is what I want to say.
Come on, man. This is crazy,
man. How you going to have a woman on your Facebook that you ain't trying to get at? What's her purpose there then? If you got her on your Facebook and you ain't talking to her, what's the purpose of her being on your Facebook for? What's the purpose? I don't understand, but what's the purpose?
Well, that was 516. He's still on here, ain't he?
No, he ran off. I'm just saying.
It ain't no purpose, man. If you ain't talking, man, I got like 3,900 or 4,000 friends, and maybe 50 of them women, and 25 of them I grew up with. You know,
right,
know them all my life.
Hey,
I don't accept women friends.
Hey, I accept guy friends. I don't accept no women friends because you know what? On my other Facebook page, I got women friends from elementary school. Guess what, bud? That I tried to fuck with.
Let me tell you something. You just said something. That's why them 25 was on there, because I could remember chasing them motherfuckers and I couldn't get them.
Yeah,
I look at them Facebook pictures and I'd be saying to myself, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah,
hey, man,
yeah.
That's what we do, man. We had so many that we got. The ones that we didn't get are so few. We just remember them. They haunt us.
That
got away.
Yeah, you know, I better tell when I talk to him, like, yeah, girl, you know I was trying to get that pussy when you was, you know, back in the day. She said, oh, you crazy? I said, nah. Hey, yeah, look at you.
You know what they say? Hey, they say, I know you was, and every other girl running around, too. That's why you didn't get it. Well, I can't blame you for calling a spade.
hey, but are you still a player? Are you still one of those? Are you still the same way, messing with all the girls? You goddamn right, I'm still the same way. What's up with you, girl? What's up? So that's what I'm saying. Only look, I don't. Again, there's no way I would accept a woman on my Facebook to be just to hang out with. What the fuck is that about? I don't give a fuck what you talk about saving the bears, the whales, and all that shit. I don't give a fuck about that shit. Either we gonna get together and do something, or you wasting my time. And that's what I understand. I'm like, why y'all got women friends on this motherfucker? Why y'all even talk? Look, y'all, if y'all trying to fuck, that's one thing. But if you give me that bullshit, well, we just friends. Hey, bud, you know what? How many times that happened to you, bud, where somebody like that's a friend? You be like, dude, I don't believe in that friend bullshit. I can be, and then guess what? The chick then will send you a private message on the back end trying to talk to you.
You know, they really kind of just surprised me the way they accept this, I don't know, this friend zone with women, man. You know, because the thing about the average woman today, see, if you ain't brave enough to come straight at her, I mean, you can't just say, hey, baby, I want to fuck you. But you got to be able to come at her in a suave way to let her know with everything you're saying. And she going to give it up. She gonna give it up.
Yeah. Like I'll make a post and somebody would tag a woman, right? Then I'm like, why are you tagging her? Well, that's my friend. I'm like, what's that? I said, you mean? And then I look at her picture. I'm like, dog, come on. As fine as she is, that's your friend. I say, you crazy. And guess what? I'll get a PM saying, oh, thank you. That was real sweet of you to say that. Then what are you up to? I said, wait, hold on. I know it's easy, but I ain't trying to holler. I'm just saying that I don't understand how, you know, you look good and how he ain't trying to bite your neck and take you up the tree. I just don't understand that.
Plus, another thing about them bras, man, every one of them be, they be trying to be hoes on the slide, man. When you do, some of them put dudes' names up, and I click on, because if it's a funny name, I click on the page and see who it is, and it'd be one picture of this broad. And she didn't have it up there for however long. And that just means you click that picture, you're going to go to one of them little damn, you know, sites. They doing that shit.
Oh, yeah. And then the worst part is I have people ask me to like a woman's page. I'm like, motherfucker, don't you ever send me a message telling me to like a bitch's page. I ain't liking no bitch. Fuck her. I'm like, man, like I say, man, hey, look, guys, women love real. That's all I'm saying. Women love real guys that are about real shit. I'm not trying to be your friend. I'm not trying to hang out with you. Look, my purpose is to get at you, and if you down, that's cool. If you ain't, that's cool. I don't give a fuck either way, as long as I put my bid in. I feel better about me. See, look, me, I. That's how I should be. That's how I speak. Hey, you. I don't care, like I say, the other guy, you know, she's pretty. She's this, and she. Who gives a fuck about her? Stop making it about these women. Make it more about you, and you will win. That's how easy it is, bud.
Yeah, in your thoughts, you know, me, I. But, of course, when you're talking, you don't be talking like that. But
right,
you
right,
know, as
right.
far as your thoughts, what motivates you, and what's getting you to do whatever, me, I agree with that. But just make sure you know how to smooth it out when you get to talking to the bro. Because, you know, that's a big turnoff to women. You just, I all the time. So don't do that verbally. Do it mentally. Go ahead, Dean.
I even stopped joining Facebook groups because you know what the women do, and they guys understand that. See, when you talk shit, not really talk shit about a woman, but when you challenge her in 214, bring in 1 second, what happens is they go back and look at your Facebook page, and they look at your banner, and they look at your pictures, and they look at what you do, and then they try to talk to you about what you're doing and asking you questions. But we'll talk about it in a second. Let me bring in area code 214 real quick. 214, what's your question, big dog? What's up, man?
Man, I'm glad to be back hollering at you and the great bros, Bud. I'm glad to see
what's
y'all
up,
on the line, and it's been a while since I've been on YouTube again, man. And I wanted you to harp in on the whole men respecting themselves thing, because I feel like the biggest reason why hoes treat men the way they do is because men just don't respect themselves, and they can sniff it out like blood in the water, like they sharks.
Okay, that's your question? All right, Bud, you want to start off with that one?
Yeah, man, because that's a dope ass question, man. Because you know
Very
what?
Good question.
I have that all the time as a subject or a topic, recognizing the value in yourself. But what I'm saying is, this is the best and easiest way, because anytime you think of any woman that you want to take out, you don't automatically say you're going to spend $1,000 or nothing like that. I don't mean that. But you automatically accept that you're going to do something along the lines of sponsoring something. Even if it's $2, I don't care. What I'm saying is, how come men don't think like that about themselves? Otherwise,
exactly.
You know, you ain't no hoe, but hey, buy me dinner or fill my car up, pay my damn rent. You know, this time, you know, how come we don't think like that? Because believe it or not, that's how I think. I'm not fucking you just to fuck you, bitch. If I fuck you, I'm getting something. So, period. I don't care if it's, I don't care what it is. It's something. And I just feel like that, man. That's because I value myself.
Hey, Rosebud, you know what tripped me out about it? And what I normally tell women when I see them, I had to explain to them that regardless of where we go on a date, the experience and the conversation going to be the same. It's going to be with me, and we're going to do what the fuck I want to do. So why even take it there to a point where it got to be about her?
Well, we'll see.
Yeah,
but 214 is never – see, okay, 214, the lie of the real world, okay, the lie is in media, TV, radio, wherever you look at, is that – you are a buffoon and you're an idiot, and all you got to do, and you out, if you don't treat her right, you're in the doghouse and all this other bullshit. But what we're telling you is when you are solution-based, when you take responsibility for yourself, when you find opportunities in crisis, when you stay in the present and don't live in the past, when you love yourself, and I mean put yourself above all things, you make it about you. They have no choice. Look, they have no choice to but to respect you and fall in line because, like I always tell you guys, our biggest help is not ourselves, in my opinion. Our biggest help is the 98% of you motherfuckers out there that focuses on problems, blames others, you live in the past, you make excuses, you stay in your comfort zone, you live in fear, you run away when problems come up. You push them towards us. We don't do much work. We just show up because we always show out. We don't try to be something that we're not. What you see is what you get. Whether you like it or love it, hate it or don't, we don't give a fuck. Because we're going to stand on our own at the end of the day. And that's what makes the pussy wet in their mind and in between their legs where they want to get at us. Like I was telling Bud, I don't even join Facebook groups anymore because of that shit. Because as soon as I see a cake-ass comment that's saying, well, you need to love a woman right. I'm the first one to go in there and say, man, stop cupcaking these motherfucking women. Then when a woman try to snap at me, I yank her chain. And guess who's hitting me in a DM on the back end? Guess who's trying to talk? Guess who's coming at me? I don't need to go at these women. Why? Because this is why I'm trying to show these guys on this side of the world. There's so many weak-ass guys out there that don't know what they're doing. These women are starving for men that do know what they're doing. Bud, what you got on that, man?
They want quality, man. They want quality at the end of the day. Like I told the chick one time, I said, thing is, you can get dick from anywhere, but quality dick is hard for you to get. So whenever you meet it, you can't lose out on it. You lose out on it, you lost. That's just you.
Yeah, but again, you don't even need to listen. It's not quality dick, dog. It's quality men. It's not necessarily the dick, young man. It's the fact that the majority of the people out there have no idea what the fuck they're doing. So they think porn is real. They think what they see on TV is real. They think what they watch in videos is real. And they start to emulate what they think is real when it ain't real. Because they ain't being real to the worst person. Listen. The worst person you can lie to is yourself. That's the worst thing you can do. And all these guys, every day they wake up and look in the mirror, do nothing but lie to themselves and confuse themselves even more. Rosebud, you there, man? I think you're muted.
Yeah, I'm here, man.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
I'm here. I just be doing what I'm saying, man. You see, this is the same guy that was saying, you know, whatever about shit, okay. But then he say, you know, he missed the good dick or whatever the fuck he was talking about. What I'm saying is, see, that's why you ain't shit. You don't know shit. You know, you don't know what have a woman, and no matter how well you fuck her, somebody gonna fuck her better. So if it's about fucking her, that ain't gonna have her. How you think a motherfucker like me get everything that bitch have and she fuck every motherfucker that got... Hey, she fuck professional motherfucking fuckers. Motherfuckers that got an expense account for pussy. They go out and fuck. They can do what they want to, when they want to, how they want to. This bitch bringing that shit to me. Why? Because it ain't about me fucking that bitch. It's about what I represent to her. Way past
right.
the dick.
Right. But check this out, though. Here's the thing. But a lot of guys couldn't imagine that women will not only bring you money, buy you things, stay in line, shut the fuck up and do it. They can't imagine women, beautiful women, doing that kind of shit with men. They can't imagine. But what you're saying is just like telling them there's Smurf, elves, unicorns, and Bigfoot, because they could not even process in their mind that you mean to tell me that this woman here that's so beautiful and so sexy and so gorgeous with the body, you know, there's no way she would ever give you money. She will ever pay your rent or put money. Did I say pay your rent? Like, you can't pay it. But what these guys understand is all you got to, like, hey, Bud, I always say it's the Purple Rain. You ever see Purple Rain, Bud? You ever see Purple Rain?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen it?
Hold up, man. Yeah, you don't hear me?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we hear you,
you don't hear me?
Okay, we hear you now. Yeah. We hear you now. So you say you seen Purple Rain, right?
Yeah.
Okay, you remember when Prince was looking at the guitar in the mall, the white guitar and shit, and then Apollonia knew that he wanted that guitar? What did she do? When
yeah.
the first bit of money she made, what the fuck did she go do? She went and bought him the guitar, brought it right in his crib to give it to him with her money. And that's what I'm
that's
talking
right.
about. Y'all can't even realize that, you know what? This shit is so deep. It ain't about the pussy, dog. It's about what can the bitch bring to your table than pussy. It's got to be more than getting pussy from these women. You got to demand more from them than just fucking, bud.
Well, I'm telling you. If you put a value, not a monetary value, just a mental value on you and all you do, man, it's nothing you can't have, because if you worth it to this woman, she's going to make sure she can do everything she can to reach it. And the only thing you have to do is show her something's worth it. You know, a person that's not full of shit, procrastinating. You know, this just the things that they got to deal with, man. Dean.
Oh yeah. Oh, and 214, we talk about dealing. There's a lot of things that a lot of you guys do to make her feel that way, because a lot of guys do anything for these women. A lot of you motherfuckers are seeking permission. A lot of you motherfuckers are tolerate her disrespect. A lot of you motherfuckers won't call her out on her bullshit. You're always available. You're always buying her shit. You're always doing what the fuck she wants. She uses you, abuses you, and you stay silent. And on top of that, she bitches to you about guys like Rosebud. So what? Why the fuck would she give you? Why the fuck would she give you money? What on earth would she want to give you money? Now, hey, let me tell you what she'll do though. She'll take your money and give it to Rosebud. She might be smart enough to keep her money, but she'll take your money, and I bet she'll buy him with shit with your money. You know, I need my bills paid. Okay, baby, here's some money. And she gonna take that money and save her money, because that's for her dresses, shoes, and purses to look good for Rosebud. See, y'all understand, when they take their money and they buy those dresses, those tight dresses, they go to Victoria's Secrets, they get the makeup, the hair done, their eyelashes shaped. They do that shit for the motherfucking guy. They know they got to get his attention, because if they lose his attention, he's finding somebody else. That's what y'all understand. Man. You walk by the beauty salon and look at all them bitches in there trying to get their shit together. They doing it for a motherfucker. They got to show him that they are worth his time. That's what y'all motherfuckers don't see. This is a bigger game, and y'all motherfuckers like, well, you know, I just want to let her know I like her. Nah, motherfucker. What is she going to do for me at the end of the day, bud?
That's why I like them bitches.
No, man. I mean, you know, this is music to my ears. I'm just saying, when, especially if people chime in, but just to show you how far dudes go. I was on a conference call today, and the guy said, well, what would you do if you got action and you and her sat and talked and, you know, everything was cool, and when we got up to leave, we walked out to my car, but I had to use the bathroom. When I came back, I went to the car, and she wasn't there. Then I went back to the bar and waited for her, and she wasn't there. And then I went back to the car, and I seen her talking to another dude. And then he said he waited for her to get finished so he could check her. And I'm saying, what do you need, bro? I'm saying, she didn't, and then he asked me, did I think she was, you know, worth whatever he was going to do? I said, man, what do you need? You didn't sit and talk with her, and then you get ready to go, and she ain't there. All right, that's it for me right there. But no, yeah, you go back to the bar and wait on her. She ain't there. Okay, that's it for me. No, that's not even it. You get to see her with a dude while she didn't supposed to have been waiting on you at the car, and then you waited on her at the bar, and now she didn't talk to another dude, and you still waiting on her. Come on, man. What do you need? That's how they are. Hey, man, and he was asking me, would he be disrespectful? Because he wanted to check her. And I said, man, I mean, why would you – I wouldn't check her, man. I'd have just left. But what I'm saying, why would you need to ask that? She didn't goddamn ask if she should disrespect you. Soon as she thought to do it, she did it. You know? Yeah, right. Why can't you be like that? She didn't do it. She said, this motherfucker a punk. I'm going to go talk to this other motherfucker. Man, come on, man. The writing be on the wall most of the time.
All the time. Yeah. Right, 214. So do you have any other questions, Big Dog?
Nah, I'm good, man. I'm glad I got to talk to two legendary guys, man. I appreciate it.
All right, much love. We throw you back. Much love. But, Bud, this is what I'm saying that they don't understand, man. They're not used to women saying, all right, Bud, I'm leaving, this is my itinerary for the day. At 1 o'clock I'll be here. 1:30 I'll be here. 2 o'clock I'll be here. And then not only live by that, but take photos just to let you know where she's at, because she knows if she don't look, if she doesn't show us that
Dean, that's a little much, goddamn it. That's a little much for me, man.
We're asking women to do that. What I'm saying is, when a woman is really into you, and she want to let you know that, hey, look, I ain't messing around with nobody. I just want to let you know where I'm gonna be at. And I'm not saying she's gonna take pictures all the time, but there are times where I get calls and I get photos. I mean, I know it's crazy, but it's true. But the thing is that she realizes it's not about – see, think about a fine-ass woman when you check her. This is what guys don't understand. Like you say, pretty is what pretty does. You're right about that. But what a guy guys don't understand about beautiful women, when you check them, they will follow you like giving a stray cat milk. Because they ain't used to that. They're not used to the rosebuds of the world that would check her ass at the door. She ain't used to that. But if she got a taste of that, now again, I'm not telling guys to treat beautiful women like shit. I'm saying if you have principles and she treats you a certain way, you can check her. But like your guy, he didn't check her. You know why? Because he was scary, dog. He know what to do. He sat like a little girl.
Check this out. I'm saying the finer they are, the harder you treat them. Don't beat them up or none of that shit. Yeah. But right. You got to go hard on them fine ones, man.
Yes. Yeah, because you got to show them they ain't about shit. You got to show them that, look, it's not about shit.
Hey, Dean, I ain't finna show her she ain't shit. I'm finna show her that beauty ain't shit. Beauty is what beauty does, my love. Shit.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, no doubt. And that's what we're trying to say to you guys. When you get this mindset down, you make it about what you want and what you expect, and you don't have to worry about this shit, because like Bud said, if Bud was in a car with a chick, and this, I doubt this ever happened, but if it did and she left and went somewhere, as Bud is leaving the parking lot, he's calling the next bitch up. He's calling the next one in the bullpen. So he ain't worried about that much. That's what I'm saying. Y'all motherfuckers. See, the problem is, Bud, they can't get one woman at all. So when they get a fucked up woman, they try to keep her because they'd rather have half a bitch than nobody at all. You know what I mean? And that's part of their problem.
Well, man, I'm a Scorpio, and they say we'll fuck. It'll fucking be fuck. But let me tell you something. I control myself when it comes to that shit. And let me tell you, man, I ain't been without no pussy in a long time, man. Because women come after motherfuckers that put the proper perspective on life. Shit, man, they do.
They can't imagine. They can't imagine when they, you know, all them little them thirsty motherfuckers on Facebook cupcaking those women. They can't imagine how those women are really throwing themselves at motherfuckers that really just put them in their place. They think because she's so beautiful, they got to handle her with kid gloves and walk on eggshells because they don't want to say the wrong thing. Because if I say the wrong thing, I'm a loser. Bitch, you never had it in the first place. If you worried about losing the bitch, you never had it in the first place. Fuck you worried about? Should be worried about anything at all. So,
least of all her.
Oh, at least of all, exactly. 515-605-9373 is the number. Come on in, cause we about to wrap the show up and everything. But Bud, like I say, man, it's just, and again, they a lot of people, they want to take. Like I say, we gave a lot of great information on the show today. But here's the problem. The little bit of shit you got today, that's not even the game. The shit we give y'all has nothing to do with anything. It's basic, little, bud, how do you say it? Little crumbs, right?
Just crumbs, man. Hey, but you heard of that little ant that pushed that rubber tree plant or whatever he was trying to push up the hill. What makes that ant think he can push that plant? You know, anything he wants, he can do. That's what they think. So they getting them little crumbs, thinking they're going to get something and make something out of it. You know what I like, Dean? Yeah. I like that they do that because there's dudes that don't do that. And those are the dudes that keep us chicken shitting, like people say. Keep us going hard. Keep us staying true to what we profess because we don't go by what the ones that don't do. We go by the ones that do. And we got a lot, you and I, man. We got thousands of people that have dealt with us and see what we're talking about is real. Indeed.
We two
of the only podcasts that broadcast live where people can call in and complain like a motherfucker, but they don't because we real. Oh. Go ahead, Dean.
Yeah, but I just want to say to 516 who's listening is that I had a situation sort of like yours with the aunt thing, but the only difference was my guidance counselor, her daughter, Mrs. Woods, she had a daughter, and it was around the prom time, bud. And I was taking one chick out to the prom, but Miss Wood's daughter, I knew she looked fine as fuck. And I'm like, damn, Miss Wood, you got a nice little daughter. She said, oh, yeah, she's going to be at the prom this year. Okay. So when I took the one bitch out at the prom, I sat her down, told her to be right back, started talking to Miss Wood's daughter. And not that night, because I ain't going to lie, it was probably the second night. And I got that bitch on her hands and knees. The second night. Why? Because I didn't hesitate. I knew what I wanted, bud. I went after what I wanted, and I didn't care if I got her or I didn't get her. But she was down anyway because she was like, you know, hey, bud, what was the second question? Hey, you know the second question you asked me, dog. You already know the second question.
You already know, man. Well, how many motherfucking bitches you got? You motherfucker. I already know what you doing.
Exactly.
That's what we've been into, though, man.
Nah, man, yeah, man. Miss Wood's daughter, man, yeah. When I was in Maryland, Wheaton Plaza. She's in Wheaton Plaza. Boy, I used to tear her. Man, I used, because Mrs. Woods always, like, when I got in trouble, I had to go see Mrs. Woods. So I always kept seeing, I kind of look at her photos and shit. Like, damn, how was your daughter, Mrs. Woods? You better leave my daughter alone. All right, I'm going to fuck her. I'm going to give
you so, you are so, you sick, man. I bet you did used to tell her that too.
I did fuck her, man. We parked out Wheaton Plaza Mall. You know, yeah, she put her pussy in my face. Show me the pussy before we went to the movies. Or shit. Anyway, that's it. But I'm just saying, though. I mean, I did what I needed to do. But I'm just
man,
saying,
you know, you're a little out of my league, brother. You know it's past my bedtime, goddammit.
All right, yeah, we about to wrap this up. Yeah, but I'm going to call you real quick after it's over. But anyway, guys, make sure y'all check us out next Monday in the morning time. It was my mistake. I was out of town. I just got back in, but... yeah, we want to do a show for you guys, and we appreciate y'all calling in and asking questions and all the other stuff. And like I said, we'll be back with y'all tomorrow as well. But don't forget myself and Mr. Rosebud every Monday at 1 o'clock East. One East. Yeah. Let's just make sure I got my number
right.
All right,
man.
All right, so we out this bitch, and Bud, I'm going to call you in a second, man. All right, we holler at y'all guys.
All
right, y'all have a good night. All right, no doubt,
me
man.
Too.
Y'all have a good night. All right, peace, guys.